وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهِ قال أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين.
Recall when Allah took a covenant from the prophets. This is the book and the wisdom which I have granted you. But should a prophet come to you confirming what you already possess, you shall believe in him and shall help him. So saying, Allah asked, "Do you agree and accept to take up the burden of the covenant?" They answered, "We agree." He said, "Then bear witness, and I will be with you among the witnesses. You shall believe in him and shall help him." This means that all prophets had been asked to pledge, and the pledge of a prophet is automatically binding upon his followers, that they would support every prophet that God sent to preach and establish his religion for the cause for which they had been raised. It is useful to point out that the prophets before Muhammad, peace be upon him, had to take this pledge, and this is why every prophet announced to his followers the coming of other prophets in the future and directed them to support those prophets whenever they appeared. It seems significant that there is no mention, either in the Quran or in the Hadith, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked to take such a pledge. Moreover, the Prophet, peace be upon him, neither informed his followers of the advent of any future prophet, nor did he direct them to believe in the prophethood of any such prophet. On the contrary, he has been pronounced Khatam al-Nabiyun, the seal of the prophets, meaning the last of them by the Quran. Several traditions from the Prophet, peace be upon him, confirm that he categorically declared that no prophet would come after him.
فَمَن تَوَلَّى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ
Then, whosoever shall turn away from this covenant, they are the transgressors.
أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ
Do they now seek a religion other than that prescribed by Allah, and this despite all that is in the heavens and the earth is in submission to Him, willingly or unwillingly, and to Him all shall return?
قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
Say, we believe in Allah and what was revealed to us and what was revealed to Abraham and Ishmael and to Isaac and Jacob, peace be upon them, and his descendants, and the teachings which Allah gave to Moses and Jesus and to other prophets, peace be upon them. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him do we submit.
وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ
And whoever seeks a way other than this way of submission, Islam, will find that it will not be accepted from him, and he will be among the losers in the life to come.
كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
How can Allah guide a people who once believed, and after they had received clear signs and affirmed that the messenger was a true one, they lapsed into disbelief? Allah does not guide the wrongdoers.
أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ.
The recompense for their wrongdoing is that the curse of Allah and of the angels and of all men shall be upon them.
خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
Thus shall they abide. Neither shall their chastisement be lightened, nor shall they be granted any respite.
إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
But for those who repent and mend their ways, Allah is indeed most forgiving, most compassionate.
إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون.
Those who disbelieved after having believed and then hardened in their disbelief, their pretense to repentance shall not be accepted. Such have utterly gone astray and then hardened in their disbelief. These opponents of the truth were not content with just rejecting the call to the truth, but stood in vehement opposition and hostility to it, and spared no efforts to obstruct people from following the way of God. They created doubts, spread misgivings, sowed seeds of distrust, and engaged in the worst conspiracies and machinations to frustrate the mission of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين.
Truly, those who embraced unbelief and died as unbelievers, not even the whole earth, full of gold, will be accepted from them as ransom. For such, there is a painful chastisement, and none shall come to their help.